Welcome back. 9 minutes going past 5 o'clock. Discussions continue. You still listen to your number one talk station, 92.3 Nigeria Info, here in Podhaka Time Dial. So let's talk. A reminder, 5:30 features the headlines at top of the hour 6. The major news is up. A recap of all the matters discussed on the show after that till about 7 o'clock when we wrap up the show for today. The sports gang are in by 7 o'clock for extra time. But straight to the next matter of a discussion in this hour. Story from Premium Times. Fuel subsidy. Nigerian government secures $800 million World Bank facility. That's the story. Nigeria has secured a World Bank facility worth $800 million. Minister of Finance, Budget and National Planning Zainab Ahmed disclosed this on Wednesday while briefing State House correspondents on the outcome of the Federal Executive Council meeting in Abuja. The meeting was presided over by President Muhammadu Buhari. Ahmed said the money will be used to attend to a segment of post-petroleum subsidy palliatives requirement in the country. According to her, the $800 million is the first tranche of palliatives to be disbursed through cash transfers to about 50 million Nigerians who belong to the most vulnerable category of society. She said, quote, "When we were working on the 2023 medium-term expenditure framework and the Appropriation Act, we made that provision to enable us exit fuel subsidy by June 2023. We're on course. We're having different stakeholders' engagement. We've secured some funding from the World Bank. This is the first tranche of palliatives that will enable us to give cash transfers to the most vulnerable in our society that have now been registered in a national social register. Today, that register has a list of 10 million households. 10 million households, the equivalent to about 50 million Nigerians. Ahmed said that the government was ready to go beyond cash transfer to cushion the effect the subsidy removal will have on Nigerians. She said, quote, "We've also raised more resources to enable us to do more than just the cash transfers and also in our engagements with the various stakeholders. There are various kinds of tasks that we have to go beyond the requirement of just giving cash transfers. Labour, for example, might be looking for mass transit for its members. So there are several things that we're still planning and working on. Some we can start executing quickly. Some are more medium-term implementation." Well, let's talk about this. What do you make of the federal government's planned palliative? How is that termed again? Yeah. Post-petroleum subsidy palliatives. What do you make of that? $800 million to go to 10 million households, about 50 million Nigerians. Your thoughts are welcome right now. We're live on facebook.com/ Nigeria Info PH. We're live on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. Call 070-093-093 or 0817-93-0002, 0817-93-0003, 0817-93-0007 or 0009. Hello, welcome. Oh, right. Sorry, call back if you can. Hello, Hard Facts, you're welcome.
Good evening.
All right, go ahead.
This is Uche calling from PH.
Go ahead, please.
How do Nigerian government intend to carry out the census when they already have about 60 million Nigerians?
How do they intend to carry out what?
The census.
What does the census have to do with this? I don't understand.
Because they already have 50 million Nigerians they want to take care of with the money they have borrowed.
Are you saying that Nigerians may not be up to 50 million?
They already have the 50 million Nigerians. So what's the need of the census again? Because we are told the essence of it is to plan the economy, to plan Nigerians.
Yes.
So why they already have the 15 million Nigerians households who need to be you know, taken care of.
Yeah, but do you think the population of Nigerians is more than 50 million? Do you think so?
According to...
No. Leave according to... I'm asking you, do you think, for leave statistics alone, do you think we have a population above 50 million?
Definitely.
Okay, so if we have a population above 50 million, why can't we identify 50 million then?
That is exactly what I'm saying. We're saying the same thing.
We're not saying the same thing.
If we're able to identify about 50 million, so why don't they forget about the census? Let's use this money and take care of these 50 million. Because the census is also another avenue to embezzle more funds in the nation.
If you identify that we are more than 50 million, it doesn't mean that you know exactly how many that we are. Even though it may be factual, and it is factual, by the way, that we are more than 50 million, that fact does not mean that we know exactly how many we are. It simply means that we know that we are more than 50 million.
Well, we are looking at the situation of this nation, Dio. And I mean, this country will can't continue to borrow and borrow and borrow. To what extent? I mean, if we want to plan, we plan. If we do not intend to plan, we should just go ahead and do it the way we've been doing it already. You can't keep taking Nigerians to the right, to the left, and feel like we can't say anything or we don't know what's the right thing to be done. Is that right? Thank you very much.
You're welcome as well. And you, what do you think? What do you make of this planned... post-petroleum subsidy removal palliative or something of that nature, I believe is what it's termed. Post-petroleum subsidy palliative, that's it. Post-petroleum subsidy palliative, what do you make of it? What do you make of the post-petroleum subsidy palliative? Once again, joining via Facebook and Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. Call 0817-93-0002 or 0003 or 0007. Via Facebook, Hode Lilzy goes, this is the last looting for the administration. God help Nigeria. Ovie Irorosa goes, I don't really care because the money is going to end up being embezzled. What do you think? I mean, is it such a bad idea to have palliatives for Nigerians who are going to be on the receiving end? I mean, especially the most vulnerable amongst us who definitely would have a difficult time, once subsidy is removed. Is it an unthinkable thing? Is this something that shouldn't happen? Hello?
Hello, who lives in Dayo?
Hi, go ahead.
Where do I start from? My name is Samuel, coming from Choba.
Go ahead.
I don't know what's wrong with Nigeria and their policies. You mean $800 million is coming into this country? And what you can think of is to use it for palliative. If for 50 million people, if you do the math, the maximum amount an individual can get is 5,000 naira. And what would a person do with 5,000 naira? You take off subsidy and then you get over, you have to buy petrol for over 700 to 1,000 naira. What would somebody do with 5,000 naira? How long is it going to last? I don't understand. Get this money, set up modular refineries, ensure our refineries are working, so that it will ripple down to everybody in the society. What are we doing? What are our government thinking? It's highly disappointing, Dayo.
Are you sure you got your figures correct?
Yes.
No, when you say I think what you're saying is that $800 million is going to be given to 50 million people. And that will amount to how much per person, you say?
Per person is over 5,000 naira. If you do the exchange rate for that, I use them, I think 450 or 350 or so.
Okay.
It's highly disappointing, Dario.
All right. Well, that's another question, really. What exchange rate is the government going to use? Is the government going to use the official exchange rate or the black market rate or the parallel market rate? Okay, let's assume. I think it's safe to assume that government will use the official rate. An official rate at this time is... that's 460 naira. I think I need to do some arithmetic myself here. Hello, you're welcome.
Those guys are illiterate. Tack illiterate. And God help them.
What guys are you referring to? Hello? Hello, you're welcome. Hello? 90.3. Hello, you're welcome. Please go.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, go ahead.
Yeah. This is Richard. I'm calling from Eba.
Go ahead, please.
The government is talking about palliative.
Yes.
Allowed on the removal of the US subsidy.
Absolutely.
Which one should come first? Are they telling us that they have already removed the fuel subsidy and then they are anticipating the effect on the on certain population? You know? How do they know? It would have been better for them to bring it to pass, the removal of a fuel subsidy. And what's the impact on Nigeria? Before they talk of palliative, the issue of fuel subsidy removal and all that, it didn't start here with Nigeria. It has happened in other countries. Let them remove the subsidy and watch the effect. I want to suggest that it's another way that this administration wants to use.
But are you suggesting that, you know, government can't make projections? I mean, economists do that all the time. They make projections based on existing data. So one can have a good idea as to what the impact will be.
This administration are good at making projections that will not be very, very positive. I'll continue to say that I would have said that this administration should remain bad for the next 8 years. Let them continue to fool about. They have deceived Nigerians a lot. So subsidy, people have always said it, it's a scam. Let them make it official and move to a subsidy and think about the effect on Nigerians.
So if you believe that a government has been fooling around and has been deceiving Nigerians, why would you want that government to remain in office for another 8 years?
Let them play all their trump cards. Let them do it. I have never seen an administration that has so much wasted public funds at this very, very very administration. There is nothing good will ever come from this palliative they are talking about. How would they be able to identify that population that this thing will affect? How would they be able to do that?
Do you know vulnerable people around you?
I don't know.
I think you know.
I want to leave you on this note.
Yes.
The press is the fourth arm of government. I appreciate what you are doing. You are doing great. Keep on doing it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. You're welcome. We try. We do all we can. Via Facebook, let's see. A deal with me a light on goes, another way to loot our money. Poikanke Duaka goes, Nigerian government secured 800 million World Bank facility. This World Bank and the West can only give Nigeria and Africa this money because they know that the money will be relooted to their banks in the West. Have you ever heard that this World Bank people give money to China, for example? China does not need the loan, I suppose. They know that something is wrong with the black man. For me, the government should send 100K to each Nigerian bank. Once again, I don't think China needs to loan. That's possibly why China does not ask for it or doesn't get the loan from the World Bank. And possibly China might. Who knows, really? Well, I don't think so. But what at Ejonishi Twitter, they're creating a means for their last looting. It's quite unfortunate. If it's $800 million and Nigeria's population is about 200 million people, they should simply request for the account details of every Nigerian and open accounts for those who don't have, so as to credit every Nigerian with $4 million each. Except it's the last embezzlement, which this is known for. That's from Bob. How will each Nigerian get $4 million? Anyways, a quick break. Headlines 5:30. Do please stay with us.
And now, Hard Facts. Hard Facts with Dio.
Welcome back. It's about 26 come past 5. Got a few minutes to go before 5:30 when the headlines come on. So it's still taking your responses to the ongoing conversation. Fuel subsidy. Nigerian government secures $800 million World Bank facility. It's supposed to be for post-petroleum subsidy palliative. The $800 million being the first tranche of palliatives to be disbursed through cash transfers to about 50 million Nigerians who belong to the most vulnerable category of society. What do you make of this planned palliative initiative? Isn't it a good thing? Is the government is thinking about the people, thinking about vulnerable Nigerians, thinking about how they're going to cope with this, and is making money available to them? If the refineries don't work, then subsidy should remain. The poor will eat the rich once subsidy is removed. Good evening, Dar. Each person would get 7,360 naira. It's actually about 7,360 naira per person at 460. Doesn't make any sense. How were previous palliative measures managed in this country? That will give us a fair idea of how this post-palliative policy will be consequently handled. But then, your take will be as good as mine. That's from Ben. How much fuel or transport can 7,825.61 kobo pay for? Is that what they call palliative? Something that cannot buy two tubers of big yam? So this was what they meant, that our refineries are going to work. Dial, I'm vulnerable in millions as we speak now. That's Patrick. Patrick, they're not looking for your kind of vulnerable. They're looking for a vulnerable different. What happened to the revitalization of the refineries? Why have they suddenly stopped talking about it? Isn't that the best way to go? No, they haven't stopped talking about that. And to the best of my knowledge, the revitalization of the refineries is still ongoing. Now, this government really woke me up. I've been adamant about going into politics, but with what I'm seeing this government display on a daily basis, I think it's high time I launch into politics. What stops them from using that money to put our refineries in good shape? I think the dullest part of me is smarter than our politicians that don't work effectively. What a shame. Even here from my room, I already know what to use that money to do for the good of the nation. Nigeria's finished, and that's from Mike. Could I die? Why is it that most Nigerians are wiser than our leaders? How long will the palliative alleviate the cost of fuel? Interesting times indeed. Let's see. Via Facebook. Saying to me goes, this country, I just don't know. Chika Steven Kini Kanwa goes, does that bring improve economic standards? And Waboze Abuna goes, die palliative and subsidy sounds like an old story to me. Sounds like using billions in feeding school children during the COVID-19 era, in which everyone was at home, and our subsidy that we know was a scam. Nigeria is not telling us the truth. Obina Ume goes, die, it's indeed funny what we hear in this country. These leaders lack ideas. Zero creativity. Such an amount is entering the country and all they can think is how to share. What happens to improving on transport system, invest in agriculture, etc.? your thoughts. Welcome also via Twitter at Chike4Tweets. FG can sell crude to Dangote refinery at less than 50% of the market rate. Dangote has a processing capacity of 100k barrels per day. FG can give them 50k barrels out of our 1.6 million barrels per day production. At Henry Chidiberi, one Twitter, the same government said the Port Harcourt refinery is near completion. Why not use the whole of that money and finish the refinery than waste it on audio palliative? But there are vulnerable Nigerians. Indeed, there are, I dare say. But why shouldn't they get some palliative? Emmanuel Uzodima goes, there's something wrong with our nation and her leaders. Okay, I'll come back to Emmanuel's comments in a moment. Hello, Hard Facts, you're welcome.
Hello, good evening.
Hi there, go ahead.
My name is Fanny from Port Harcourt.
You're welcome.
Now, for eight good years, they talked about the primary disorder. Now, if now they are thinking of it 2 months ago, outside that one, too, is it the first time we had palliative during this COVID time? How was it managed? Is that they're going to manage for us? On the other side, from November last year to now, it is suffering great trouble. Find there at the rate of 400, 500, 300 to now. So, what difference? Because it has been removed already. Look at it from the other side, it's been removed. We've got that, we've got of course, it's dead over it. So,
why not?
We didn't need it now.
It's
the
virus.
Thank you.
Okay. Back to Emmanuel Izodima's comment. There's something wrong with our nation and her leaders. This palliative is taking us nowhere to run the plungers into hardship, anarchy, rebellion, hatred, and tremendous hike for goods and services. We're going in circles, Dyer. Living Dyer, I'm really shocked at the reactions of many of your callers to the planned subsidy palliative by the government. In all the previous attempts to remove fuel subsidy since 2012, organized labor and many Nigerians have always demanded for adequate palliative in place before the removal of subsidy. Now the government is doing just that before the subsidy removal, and the citizens are complaining. We can't continue to condemn every action of the government and expect a better country. That's from Influence. Dyer, how do Nigerians register as vulnerable? That's an interesting question. You see, thank you very much for that question. That's a very, very good question. You see, I've been going around looking for somebody to ask me a very good question like this. I've been walking round the clock, to and fro, up and down, and finally, this question has come. It's good at a time like this that a question like this is asked, because good questions are a very good thing. And quite frankly, as far as this particular question is concerned, I have no idea. Well, the point is, I don't think that people actually register as vulnerable. I'm sure that the government has its way of identifying them, you know, via existing, you know, systems and structures, you know. No, we have local governments, you know, and even at local government, you have other substructures as well. So I suppose that's how they go about identifying this person, you know. Yeah. By the way, do you want to register as vulnerable? Could have been done. The way, manner, our so-called leaders do things breaks my heart. What do they take us for? Do they take us as fools? For me, this is just another chopping before they leave office, and it's sad. But there are vulnerable people. I mean, I don't know. Maybe the government hasn't always lived up to expectations, but it doesn't change the fact that there are vulnerable Nigerians, and the most vulnerable amongst us, maybe up to 50 million. Even higher than 50 million. Remember the much publicized and talked about story about Nigeria being the poverty capital of the world? And at that time, I suspect strongly that you agreed with that position. So if Nigeria is the poverty capital of the world, it's not unseemly then that we have 50 million, over 50 million really poor people who know that will be in need of some palliative. And government is saying we're going to remove subsidy by June. It's going to, you know, bite hard on people. It's going to be tough on others. Let's provide something for them. Is this such a terrible thing? Yes, Dayo, there are vulnerable Nigerians. The question is, how many of them got the COVID palliative? To what extent did it change their lives for better? And to what extent will this 7,000 naira plus turn their lives going forward? Let them continue looting. Their tenure will eventually end. Nkoy Kanko Duanka goes down. This is called cashing out and betting, if you know what I mean. The administration are doing their final cash out before their tickets were cut. Hello, you're welcome.
Hi, good evening.
Hi, go ahead. You have a minute, please.
Okay, so 2012 January, the federal government wanted to take up an fuel subsidy. And this country, through an imbecilic tantrum, and today, 10 years later, we still can't remove subsidy. We still don't have the refineries working. It would seem that building a refinery is a near impossible task. In fact, that will be close to rocket science. It shows the kind of people we are. It shows that at 10 years from those protests, we have not been able to build a single refinery to work, irrespective of our vast resources. It's madness, to say the least. And whether they call palliative or not, the biggest palliative you can give to this country is give them a damn working refinery. I mean, I could say a million things, but I got a minute. Thank you.
You're welcome.